Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Abi Moyer of David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Yesterday's daf was daf Chof Aleph. Today's daf is daf Chof Beis. In Beitza, we are going to do tonight, Be'ez Hashem, both daf Chof Aleph and daf Chof Beis. A gut moy to Michael, to Dani, to Shlomo David, to Yaakov, to Avi, and to Tzvika. Says the Gemara, Yibayluhu, we left off Yibayluhu, it's about 10 lines from the bottom of Chofam and Beis. The Gemara in Erev on Monday's daf, the Gemara had presented two opinions about whether Nedarim and Nedavos are craven beyontif. We're going to see today exactly why. I mean, Nedarim and Nedavos, you can eat them, it's Ochel Nefesh. Why in the world can you not bring them on Yontif? So let's see. So Yibayluhu. So they asked the question, L'divrei ha'omer nedarim nedavos ein kraven b'yantif. According to the opinion that says, we'll see why a little bit later, that nedarim nedavos cannot be brought yantif. The reason is going to be is that since nedarim nedavos are karbanos, at the end of the day, they really belong to Hashem. And the fact that we can eat them, we only eat from Hashem's table. So it's not really called ochel nefesh. That's the logic of the opinion that says, Gudvach, Eitan, and Dr. Joe. We just started. Ibailu, Divay Homer, the Dharma Nadavas ain't craving Yantif. According to the opinion that says that the Dharma Nadavas cannot be brought a Yantif, Avar Vishachat Mai. Let's say you went ahead and you violated the din, and you shechted the Dharma Nadavas on Yantif. What's the din as far as the Zrikas Hadam? Can you sprinkle the blood or not? Rava Omar Zorikas Hadam. Amanas Lahatir Basar Ba'achila. Rava says, you could sprinkle the blood because once you sprinkle the blood, you'll be able to eat the meat and it becomes ochel nefesh. Rabbi Baruch Hu Amar, you don't even need that. Zorak as Adam amanas lahakter imur la'erev. You don't even need the ability to be able to eat the meat. Even if all you'll accomplish is to allow you to be makriv the fats and the limbs on the mizbeach that night, so then that's enough to allow you to be Zorek as Adam. Says the Gemara, my Benayu, what's the difference between these two opinions? Eke Benayu, nitma basar o sha'avad. The difference will be, let's say, that the flesh became tamei or became lost. So it's not an option to eat the flesh or the carbon. The only thing you'd be sprinkling the blood for would be to permit the burning of the fats and the limbs at night. L'rava lo zarek. So according to Rav, who said there needs to be an opportunity to be able to eat something, so you wouldn't be able to be Zorek the Adam. L'rava Baruch Huna zarek. According to Rav Baruch Huna said you don't need to be able to eat it. You just need to be able to be makriv the emor in that night. That's enough. Asks the Gemara. The Gemara is now going to ask against Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Meisi vei. We'll ask a question against Rabba Bar Rav Huna from a brisa. Kiv se'at seres. The two shalmei tzibur. The kvasim brought on shavuos. Sheshachtan shelo lishman. Let's say you shechted them l'shem ola. Not l'shem shlamim. Oh. Sheshachtan bein l'fnei zman bein l'achzman. You shechted them. You violated the din, and you already separated them as the Kivsei Atzeres. The halacha is you have to shecht them on Shavuos, but you jumped the gun. You shechted them before Shavuos or after Shavuos. Bein la'achas manan. So what's the halacha? Hadam yizarek v'abasa yeyachel. So you, even though you violated the din, you're allowed to sprinkle the dam. You're allowed to sprinkle the blood, and you're allowed to eat the meat. V'imahayse Shabbos. However, if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, so in this case, lo yizrok, you're not allowed to sprinkle the blood in this case because the blood is not permitting anything to be eaten because you can't cook the animal. You're not going to eat the raw meat. You got to cook it, so you can't cook it on Shabbos. It's the shtei alechem. You messed it up. It's not olo labayla m'shem chova. It's a kosher carbon, but that's on if Yontif is a weekday, so we allow you to be Zorik the Dam, so that you're able to eat the meat. But you're not going to be able to eat the meat because you can't cook it on Shabbos. So ve'im a gut ma'id, Remorchai. Ve'im Zorak. Now let's say you violated the din and you went ahead and you sprinkled the blood on Shabbos, Shalom Kedin, Hurtza. So it works, almanas lahakter imur la'erev, and you are allowed to burn the fats and the limbs of these kivsei atzeres on motzei Shabbos. Now, sounds like only if you b'di'evit, since there's no heter achila here, it's only if you sprinkle the blood, but you're not allowed to sprinkle the blood just for the emurin. So this is a clear question against Rabbi Bar Avuna, says Gemara. Imzarak b'di'evit in l'chatchila lo. You're not allowed to sprinkle the blood on Shabbos to afford you the opportunity to burn the fats in the limbs that night. That's not a good enough reason to allow you to be zarak the dam. Bishlama l'rav anicha. So according to Rav, who said that that's enough of a reason to be able to be makriv the emurin that night, that's enough of a reason to allow you to be zarak the dam, so it works out well. El Rav Arafuno said you have to be able to eat something. In order to be zarak the dam, you got to be able to eat something. So here you're not able to eat anything. El Rav Arafuno, kashya. Gemara says, you're right. Kashya, it's a problem. And Gemara says, Iba Yisema, and if you want, I'll give you an answer. Shani shvus Shabbos mishvus yantiv. No, maybe when it comes to yantiv, they permitted you to be zorik the dam just for the option. I'm sorry. Right, when it comes to Shabbos, they only permitted you to be zorik the dam for the sake of the emurin. But when it comes to, let me get this right here. On Shabbos, lo yitiyus shoshes because dam she'ein batzarach hayom. Yom tov, they were matirit, because the chachamim are usually machmir on Shabbos more than on yontiv. So it says here, l'chatchila, you're not allowed to be zorik the dam on Shabbos in order to burn the emur and motzei Shabbos. But according to Rabbi Baruch, that should be enough. The answer is no. On yontiv, we allow you to be zorik the dam for the sake of the burning the emur and on motzei yontiv. But on Shabbos, we're more strict. So we don't allow you to be zorik the dam l'chatchila in order to be makriv the emurim at night. Comes along the Achronim, Sefer Kashus Meyusha, I've never heard of him. He asks, there's never anything like this in all of Shas, where the Gemara ends with Kashya, and was, oh, and by the way, I'll give you an answer. Like, if you have an answer, then why does it say Kashya? Just give the answer. So he says, So the Chasam Sofer gives you a beautiful answer. So he says, no. These two Lashonos are arguing, is it Shaykh to say that we're more Machmer on Shabbos more than Yontif? So the first Lashon that says Kashya holds, like the Gemara said all the way back at the beginning of Masechet Beitza, Bezom and Beis, that since Yontif we're more lenient with, we have to be more Machmer, so that they won't be Mezalzel and Yontif. Since the Torah is more lenient to Olam Malachas Ochel Nefesh, so when the rabbis are making their decrees, they were more machmer on Yontif because they were afraid people are going to be more lenient by Yontif. So that's the first pshat. And therefore you can't, that's why it says kasha. Because you can't just say they were machmer on Shabbos. But the second answer holds no. That Shabbos is generally more machmer. So you could be more machmer on Shabbos than Yontif. And the other achronim write, the Meshiv Nefesh writes, that there is a machlokas tanam later on. Is there, on Daf Lamed Beis in Beitza, is there a difference between the Rabbanans of Shabbos and the Rabbanans of Yontif, that they're more Machmer on Shabbos and Yontif, or there's no difference? So maybe that's exactly what the two are arguing about over here. Okay, let's continue. Baimene Rav Avya Sava Me Rav Huna. Rav Avya Sava asked a question from Rav Huna. Behema Chetzia Shel Nachri V'Chetzel Hiyashel Yisrael Ma'al L'Shachta B'Yontif. Let's say you even have an animal that's owned half by a guy and half by a Jew, or three quarters by a guy, it doesn't matter what the difference is. Are you allowed to shecht it? Amalei mutter. He said, since part of it's owned by a Jew, so it's ochel nefesh, even though some of it's going to go to a guy, it's still good enough because you have ochel nefesh, so it's going to be shechted for a Jew. Amalei, v'chima bein zeh l'nadar m'nadavos. So wait a second. So how come we learned on Monday that there's one opinion that says Nedarim and Nedavos? Now, what are you going to say? That it's owned partially by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're going to get to eat it also? So why is there any difference? Here you have something partially owned by a guy, partially owned by a Jew. You say you're allowed to shecht it because the Jew's going to eat it. So what are you going to tell me? Nedarim and Nedavos also, it's a carbon, so it's owned by the Rabbanu Shlom, Shkayach. But you're going to get to eat it. So what's the difference? Amalei, Urvapu. I skipped. I thought I said it. Amalei mutter. Amalei v'chima bein zeh l'darim u'nadavos. Why is it any different than darim u'nadavos? There it's aser. Amalei urva parach. He says, "Oh, go look over there. There's a bird flying." Meaning he didn't want to answer the question. Some say it means, oh, he was trying to distract him, he didn't answer the question. Others say he was saying, go play with the birds. Like I don't want to answer your question. Go play with the birds. Rashi says he said, oh, go look at that bird flying over there. He was trying to distract him that he didn't want to answer the question. Rabbi Nechanal says he's like making fun of him, saying, yeah, that's like, this is like a bird's play. This is like, go play with the birds. And there are many other answers. Now, so he got all flustered. He left. Kinafak. So he left. So Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, said to his father, Dad, what are you doing? Lav Hainu Rav Avi Saba, wasn't this person asking the question, the great elder Rav Sava, Dimshtabach Leimar Begave Degava Rabahu, that you always talk about what a great rabbi he is? So why didn't you answer his question? Amalei Uma Evedle, what can I do? Ani Hayom, he was sick. He says, I'm sick today. Samchuni ba'ashishos rabduni ba'tapuchim. I'm so sick, because they used to give shiurim on Yontif. When the rabbis used to give shiurim on Yontif, it took so much out of them, the preparation, then saying shiur to 1,000 people. And the rabbis got so weak that I didn't have a cup, I didn't have the bandwidth, I didn't have the head to think of the answer. I need some food in my system. If I eat some food in my system, then I'll be able to answer the question. Unbelievable. So, by minai, Milsa Devayi Taima, and he asked me a question that needed me to really think seriously about the answer, and I didn't have food, so I couldn't give him the answer.
You couldn't just tell him on Duke.
Yeah, well, didn't we learn in Brachos that it's not that a rabbi should say they don't know? Didn't we learn something like that?
So the Meiri writes here, that we can learn from our sugya that a person should be very careful not to try to ask a Talmud Chacham a question when he sees that he's weak, whether he's sick or because he just came back from the yeshiva, he's exhausted, he just gave shir. And he does this, if he does this and the Chacham gives him an answer that shows he doesn't want to answer him and tries to distract his attention, he shouldn't complain. Because even if he was an Adam Gadol, because
he had such a gemara by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi when he was, we were learning Hilchas Shabbos, and they said, don't ask him a sugya outside of Hilchas Shabbos, he's busy.
Yeah,
he's focused on that.
Yeah, very good. So Gemara says, okay, so what's the answer? The time am I? So what's taka the answer? How come when it comes to a behemoth that's part Jew, part Goy, it's okay, but the Nedarim and the Davos where the Jews can eat, it belongs to the Rebbe, but the Jews can eat, it's not okay. Time am I? Because there's no other way to get the Jew to eat your kazayis. You have to shecht the whole animal. There's no extra tircha to shecht for the guy. It's the same shechita that's being mati your kazayis as the guy. Because the kohanim who eat, the entire animal is owned by Hashem. And the Kohanim get to eat, and even the Bailam will also get to eat it. They're just getting to eat from the Shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Nedarim and Davos, even though there's Melech Zochel Nefesh, but it's still Usur because the whole Zechiyah of the Kohanim and the Bailam are Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like an Eved taking something from his master's house. So the entire Shechita is really for Hashem. Not for the Bailam, and not for the Kohanim. They get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's Usur. It's not considered to be Ochel Nefesh. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, Behema Chetze Shal Nochi V'Chetze Sheis Mutter Shal Tobi Adav D'Efshel K'zai Sos B'Lo Shechita. But Isa Chetze Shal Nochi V'Chetze Sheis Yisrael, if you have a dough of challah, that's half of a guy and half of Yisrael, Usur Lefos HaVyantav. You're not allowed to bigger than that. Why? D'Efshel Le L'Mifle G'Belisha. You can just split it in half. The animal, you can't split it in half and only shecht half of it. You got to shecht the whole thing. But the dough, just split it in half and only bake the part that's for the Jew. Oh, one little point over here. So Rashi, before we get to that, so Rashi explains over here, what's this business that Mishulchan Gavoa? So the Ikar HaShechita is not for the Achilas Kohanim and the Bailam. It's really for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kohanim and the Bailam comes Agav, the achil of gavoa, utfeilu hilo, it's secondary to the mizbeach, and therefore shechitas and the darim and davos is shalol letzorach achila. It's really letzorach the mizbeach. The achila comes secondary, but the behemoth, the shutfus, it's letzorach chelkol she Yisrael. So the ikar shechita is it for Yisrael. So that's what the ra'ah and the meiri write. However, the Avnei Miluim says it differently. Avnei Miluim says based on a re and Tosis and Shabbos on Chaf Dalet that the svar is a little bit different. Since at the time of the Shechita, the carbon is still shayach to the Rabbanu Shlom, it's only afterwards that we get it, that the Kohen and the Bailam get it. Therefore, it's considered to be for Hashem and not for Klal Yisrael. However, the Shechita, but the fact that the Shechita Tzorah Kavoa, it's not a reason to asr it, since before Yesh Shechita Tzorah Gam Avor Yisrael. Well, if he's at Gam B'tam Heter Shechitas Behema, should for Simnachi Ein Tzorah Lomashu Mishum Sheikra Shechita Avor Yisrael. What's going to be the difference? So there's a Shev Yaakov who forbids shechting. Let's say you have an animal that's totally owned by a guy, but you're going to shecht it for the guy because the guy is planning on selling it to the Yisrael afterwards. Can you do that on Yom Tov? You have an animal that's totally owned by the guy, but you're doing it for the Jew. You're shechting it now because the guy's going to, let's say, give it a matana to the Jew afterwards. So the Shev Yaakov says that's usser. Because it's completely owned by the guy, even though it's for the Jew. B'shas shechita dain hishal anachri. And therefore it's considered to be a shechita avor nachri. Like by the Nadar Menadavos, which is usser, even though it's, because right now it's all in the Rishus of the Rabbanu Shlom, even though afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it to the Bailam. However, according to the Ra'ad the Meiri, on the Riva and Tosin Shabbos, maybe you could say there by the Nedarim Nedarot, the Ikar Shechita is for the guy, it's for the Tzorah Kavoah, for the Ribono Shel, but here where you're shechting it really so that the Jew should be able to eat it afterwards, maybe it would be good. Okay, the Acharon Shatar. Alright, let's continue. Says the Gemara, okay, Masir Rav Chana Bar Chanilai Isas. So we said before, if it's a dough, you're half owned by a Jew, half owned by a guy, you're not allowed to bake it on Yom Tov because you just could just split it. Let's say you have a dough that has a lot of bran in it, so people, it's very, very heavy with the bran. I don't know, it's whole wheat. Maybe in times of the Gemara, they didn't. I don't know if it's whole wheat. But it has a lot of bran in it. Pumpernickel, I don't know. In the times of the Gemara, that a regular person wouldn't eat it. Only a dog would eat it. So bizman Sheharo and Ochlin, man, if there wasn't so much bran and only a little bit, so the shepherd would sometimes eat from it as well, so it wasn't only the dogs. So then Chayav Mechala, Uma Arvin Ba, you're allowed to use it for your Vichatseiros, Umishtatvin Ba, you can use it for Shintupim Mavos, Umavarchala, you make Hamotzi on it, Umazamnala, you can bench on it, Venefes Be Yontif, and you can bake it on Yontif because the shepherd is going to take a piece of it also. Ask the Gemara, why is that so? What do you mean? Isn't it part dog and part roim? So you could separate it. Why don't you say, no, the part that the shepherd would eat, he's not going to eat the whole thing. The dog is going to eat some of it. The shepherd's going to eat some of it. So, ask the Gemara, Shani Isis Klavim, Hov Efshele Faisin Bin Avela. No. The difference there is that it's not really considered to be part owned by the dog, because the dog, you can give him something else. You can give him an avela to eat. Says, come on, what do you mean? So what are you saying? Since you can give it to the dog, so therefore, and if you give it to the dog, it's going to end up that the entire Issa is going to be eaten by the roim, and therefore, it's considered to be the whole thing is an Issa's roim. So the Gemara says, wait a second, So you're telling me that, who is the author of this? This was Rav Chista. Rav Chista. So what does Rav Chista say? Since theoretically you could give the dog something else, so even though now Lamaisa, the dog's going to eat part of this, we don't consider it as if it's the dog's Isa. Says the Gemara, oh, the Svar of Hoil? You mean to tell me Rav Chista holds it a Svar of Hoil? But we learned that Rav Chista doesn't hold it a Svar of Hoil. Umiyas Leila Rav Chista Hoil. Does Rav Chista really hold to the Svar of Hoil? But we learned a few times already. We learned it about a week and a half ago, and we learned it in Psachim. We learned it a whole bunch of places. V'ha'idmar ha'ofim yomtiv l'chol. Didn't we learn, if you bake from yomtiv for the weekday, Rav Chista amar loke. Rav Chista says, you violate amelcha d'oraisa. Rav amar in a loke. No, you don't violate this a d'oraisa. Rav Chista amar loke. Lo amrin ha'ol u'mikloy le'orachim chazle ha'ashna mi'chazle. We don't say, since guests might show up later in yomtiv, so we consider it as if you didn't violate this a d'oraisa. The Rav amar in a loke. Amrin ha'ol. Rav is the one who says ho'ol. So how can you tell me Rav Chista here applies the logic of ho'ol? Says, lo tem ha'ol ve'efsher. No, that's not what we meant. It's not because, since it's possible that you'll have an avela to feed the dog, that's why it's considered to be nisa klavim. No, hacha b'mayaskinon, where you actually had an avela to feed the dog. Lotim hol v'efsher ella kigon de islay nevela. Devada efsher lefaisa b'nevela. Let's continue. Bo minei Rav Huna. They asked the question from Rav Huna. Hani b'nei baga. The Jews that live in the suburbs, the ramu alai kimcha de b'nei chela, they have to supply bread for the army. Mao lefosa b'yantiv. Are they allowed to bake bread for the army on Yantav? Presumably the Jews would take a little piece out of it also. Amalahu chazina I havalei riftali yinuka velokapte. If the army doesn't mind, if you'll give a little bit of it to the Jew, then kol chad v'chad chazi liyinuka. So each piece of the thing is really chazi for a Jew. Vishari, vilav aser. Ask the Gemara. Because if it's totally for the guy, lachem v'lo l'nachrim. Now, right. So he disagrees with what we said before, right? This is Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, if the whole thing, right? Rav Huna says here that lachem v'lo l'nachrim. Right. So Rav Chista said, right. Rav Chista said. Wait a minute. Hold on one second. Again, yeah, right. If they give a little piece to the Jew, so then it's for both a Jew and a guy. No. You don't ask for any of it because kol chad v'chada chazi liyinuka. Each one of these could be eaten by the Jew. So every one you could say this is the one that's for the Jew. Vishari. So all the mamutah. V'ilav, but if the guy were makbid, then aser, because you're not allowed to cook exclusively for a guy. So what do we see from here? Rav Huna argues on Rav Chista, and he holds that there is no iser to bake on Yontif if it's an isa for a Jew and a guy, because every little piece could theoretically be eaten by the Jew. But Rav Chista said, no, just split it, right? So Rav Huna says over here, even though you could have split it, everything's mutter. If the Jew has a chelik in it, against what we said before from Rav Chista, that if it's both a Jew and a guy, then you have to split it. You're not allowed to bake it. Says the Gemara. So again, Rav Huna said, even if you could split it, it's still mutter. V'atanya ma'aseh b'Shimon HaTimani. Shimon comes from a town called Timna. Shelo ba emesh lebeis hamedrash. He didn't come yontif night to beis medrash. So the next day, b'shachris mitzvah. Why didn't you come to base medrash? Amalo, Baleshes, there was a big army, Bala Irenu, Uviksha Lachtof as Kolair. They wanted to grab all the money of the whole city. We shechted an eagle for them. So we got rid of them. Amalo, Tamani, Imlo Yatsa Schachem Behefseidchem. What do you mean? You shechted just for Goyim? Maybe you made your money, you didn't lose all your money, but you violated the din of Shari Amr Torah, Lachem, v'lo lov dekachav. Says the Gemara, Va'amai, v'chazi l'mei chaminei. What do you mean? But the Jew could have eaten a piece of it also. The Jew could have eaten a piece of it also. Amr Rav Yosef, Egel trefa havai. Says Gemara, v'chazi l'klavim. Okay, even if it was a trefa, you could have fed it to your dogs. This is assuming that for the dogs is okay. Says the Gemara, Tanoihi. This is a machlokas tanaim about whether or not you are allowed to do malacha for your dogs. The sadi went in a brisa. Achashe yachel chol nefesh. Hulvado yaselachem mimashma shenemar lachol nefesh. Shemene afilu nefesh behema b'mashma. Even for a dog. Kenish nemar umake nefesh behema yishamen. Tamalomar lachem. Lachem velo leklovim. Diri yosegli rabbi kiva omer. What's the problem? I feel nefesh behema b'mashma. No, Rabbi Kiva says, you are allowed to cook for the dog. Imkein matam alom alochem. So why is lochem below lo of de kochavim? So that's the machlokas. Ask the Gemara, Omaro is the rabbis is a club and lohotis of de kochavim. So why did Rabbi Kiva include the dogs but exclude the guy? Marvain is a clubim, shemizono son, alecha. Your dog, you're obligated to feed. So it's part of your tzorach yantif to cook or shecht for the dog. But the goyim, you're not obligated. If you hold, you're not allowed to do malacha for the dogs. Hani slufle l'chay vasa, these pits of the dates. Hechi shadin l'hubi yantif. How could you feed your animal date pits? They should be muktza amalei. Now you could burn them on yantif. Says Martina, that makes sense for dry ones. But what about wet ones? You could use them for a big fire. If it's a big fire, it'll dry it out, and you could use it for the firewood. Why isn't it muktza on Shabbos? Says the Gemara. You're right. You can't touch them directly. You'd have to place them on a loaf of bread and be metaltal them with a loaf of bread. Kiddushmol, Amashmol, Osa Adam called Tzarko Bepas. You're allowed to use bread, the bread you're allowed to move, and you're allowed to use the bread to move them in order to feed your animals, so you'd be allowed to use these date pits even on Shabbos, but not directly, but to using the bread. Now, earlier we learned that Rav Huna permitted baking for Goyim if there's also Tzarok Yisrael against Rav Chista. Rav Huna, who permitted you to bake for the Goyim, argues in Rav Levi, Dem Rav Levi, Mizamnen as Hanachi b'Shabbos, Vei Mizamnen as Hanachi b'Yontif, Gzei Rishav Yari b'Shvilo. Rav Shimon ben Levi says, you're allowed to invite a Goy to your house on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to invite a Goy to your house on Yontif, because we're afraid maybe you'll cook more for the Goy, and you're not allowed to cook for the Goy, even though you're cooking for the Goy and the Jew. Says the Gemara, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Afilu b'Shabbos namilo. You're not even allowed to invite a Goy to your house on Shabbos, Mishum Shiure Kosos. Because the leftover wine in your cup, when the Goy is in your house on Shabbos, the leftover wine is going to be Muktza. Because it's Eino Roy L'Shasiyah, it's going to be Muktza. Says the Gemara, Ihachi Didon Nami. What do you mean? Even our leftover wine is disgusting. No one's eating it. It's also Muktza. Didon Chazul Atayna Golem. So, no, the chickens could eat it. Says Gemara, didhu nami. So what about the goy's leftover wine? Nami chazaga? No, didhu isuri hananidu. A goy's leftover wine is stam yenam, yayin nesach, asur ba'ana. You can't even feed it to your turk, to your chicken. Says the Gemara, volutal talinu agav kasa. Very nice, it's mukta, but the cup is not mukta. So why can't you be metalto the wine, agav, the cup? Says the Gemara, Milo Amar Rava Metaltlin Kanuna Agav Kitme. You are allowed to be Metaltel, a vessel that's used for coals, which is a Klisha Malachtel Isser, because there's dirt or there's ashes in there that you were making Miba Odiom to cover Tsoa, to cover excrement or to cover spits, you're making it. So even though the Kli is a Klisha Malachtel Isser, you're allowed to be Metaltel it, Agav, what's inside it. So say the same thing over here. Afgav de ikale shivrei etzim. Even if you have mukta stuff in there also, since you have non-mukta stuff, it's okay. So why don't you say the same thing? You should be able to be metaltel the stam yenam agav the cup. Says the Gemara, hasam lavi sur hanananu. There it's mukta, but it's not asur ba'ana. But hacha over here by the yayin nesach isuri hanananu. So it's more strict, and therefore it's not batel agav the kos. Over there the mukta is batel agav the non-mukta, but over here it's asur ba'ana. It's more chashev, it's like worse. It's an isuri hana, so it's not batel agav the kos, and therefore you can't be metatlet. Amali ravacha mi difti li ravina. V'lehevi ki graf shel re'i. Why can't you get rid of it just like you're, I don't understand. After you finish the table on Shabbos, you have the bones on the table, you have the dirt, you have all that stuff. It's all mukta. How are you allowed to get rid of it? Graf shel re'i. You know, we have this idea that you're allowed to take out the garbage on Shabbos. It's all mukta. How you can take it out? No, we don't want the house sticking up. So it's a derabana, but the rabbis permitted it. So why don't you say the same thing? Actually, graf shel re'i literally is like a toilet bowl. It used to have like this earthenware thing. They used to get rid of it. It smells. Get rid of it. Amalei v'chiosim graf shel re'i l'chatchila. Okay, very nice. But you can't invite a guy. He's going to have stam yenim yayin nesach and create a whole scenario l'chatchila. You're going to have a graf shel re'i. You have to eat. You have no choice. You're going to have a graf shel re'i. But you don't want to invite the guy. Says the Gemara. Ad b'rei rav l'mar shmuel v'dorash mizam nenas anachi b'shabes. No. He says, you're allowed to invite him. We're not worried. on Shabbos you're allowed to have him. Ve'im zamenas nachir biyantim gzeir shem yarbe b'shvila. We're afraid you're going to cook for him. On Shabbos and not worried you can cook for him, so you can invite him over. Reimer Marzuchik have a mikla luhu nachri biyantif. When a guy used to come over on Yantif, so Reimer Marzuchik would say to himself, I'm like, ini chalach b'may detrichlan. We didn't know you were coming, but so if you'll have enough food with that, which we already cooked for ourselves, then you can join the food. Mutav. Imlo, but if you need us to make more food for you, tircha yisera daita didach lo tarchin. I'm sorry, but I can't cook extra food for a guy on Yantif. Okay, let's see the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Beis Shammai Omrim, lo yecham adam chamin liraglov. You're not allowed to heat up hot water to wash your feet. It's only for food. Elam kein ru'uyin lishasiyah. Beis Shammai doesn't hold a mitoch. Elam kein ru'uyin lishasiyah. It's only if they could also be used for drinking. Beis Shammai matirin. No, just for the legs. That is enough. Osa adam medurim mischamin kenegda. You are allowed to. It's not clear whether this is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but you're allowed to make a big fire and warm your whole body up. Ibailuhu hai medura man katanila. Whose shita is that? Divrei akol hi vishani lu Beis Shammai bein hanas kol gufol hanas ever echad. Beis Shammai says, just for your feet you can't do, but for your whole body, the rabbi said, that's considered to be tzorich ochel nefesh, it's like ochel nefesh, and therefore it's good enough. Oh, Dilma, no, Beis Hillel katanila, Beis Shammai lo shani lu. Beis Shammai says, no, it's not food. Doesn't work. Tashma, Beis Shammai Omer, lo yasal nedurim mischamin kenegdo, Beis Hillel matirin. So you see, only Beis Hillel permitted it. Because Beis Shammai says, it's not ochel nefesh. Beis Hillel says, no, you're allowed to do it. Because, mitoch, shehutra, letzorach, ochel nefesh, it's also mutter, shelo letzorach.
Wait, is this the shower inyan?
Is this the shower inyan? Maybe. Maybe it is, yeah, maybe it is. Is this considered to be... take a look at the bottom tosis. Bottom tosis. Lo yechem adam cham and elam kein ruin l'shasiyah. Vim tomar me'ezatam sharo Beis Shammai. Why is it mutter? Vafil ruin l'shasiyah less lo mitoch. Why is it mutter? It's royal l'shasiyah, but you're not heating it up for that. You're heating it up for your feet. So how's that? It's not ochel nefesh. They don't hold a mitoch. How does that work? You're talking about demayri kagon sheshasa, sheshose umar be'alirchotz raglav. Achis b'yushadu b'sham del b'sham tzarich lishtos man. U'b'sim matim v'dafka l'raglav al chol gufo modu do'aser de davar hashava l'chol nefesh binan v'zeh ein aroy el b'nei adam me'uganim. Like you said, Mordechai. Aval yadav raglav shava l'chol nefesh. Your feet. That's only if you're very finicky. But your hands and yadav v'raglav, that's shava l'chol nefesh. So that's where Mordechai is pointing out. So that's the question about showering. My daughter-in-law is over. She said that her mother, we just talked about it, like 2 days yantif yadam. She's makbid. You may not come to the table unless you took a shower, right? Rabbi Leibowitz is matir. Rabbi Shechter is matir. Rabbi Mordechai Willig, I don't think, is matir.
In the warm shower.
I don't know. Cold shower, warm shower, I don't know.
Because I think you can do your
even
feet.
Warm.
I think it's even warm. You should make it feel cold.
For
30 minutes in a blazing hot shower.
Okay. Let's continue. Next Mishnah. Shlosha Dvarim, Rabbi Gamliel Machmir, Kedivrei Beis Shammai. Three things Rabbi Gamliel is Machmir, like the words of Beis Shammai. Ein tomen esachamen l'chadchila b'yantif. So if it's yantif erev Shabbos, so you're not allowed to put food away in a warming drawer, or put something into a, cover it over so that it's going to warm it up, or even just to keep the warmth. You're not allowed to do that from yantif to Shabbos. We'll see why. Vein zokven esamenor b'yantif. If a menorah, a lamp, fell into pieces, you're not allowed to put the pieces back together on Yantif. Vein ofen pitin greets and ella rikikin. You're not allowed to bake thick loaves, which have a lot of tercha, rather only thin loaves. The Gemara is going to explain why all these are Beis Shammai is machmir and Beis Hillel is mekel by all these. All the days of my father's house, we never baked big, thick loaves on Yantif, only thin ones. Amrlo, ma nasa lebeis avicha, shayim achmir na latzman, umikin l'chol yisrael yos ofen pitin greetsin v'charar. And what do you mean? So they said to him, what do you mean? Your father was machmir, but your father allowed everybody else to bake big, thick loaves, even massive ones, even a chararin, which are that you bake it on the coals, which is a lot of tircha, and it had to be a lot of huge loaves. They permitted it, says the Gemara. Heichidan, what's the case here? What is the case? Eid anach erev tafshilin. If you made an erev tafshilin, my time of the Beis Shammai. Why is it not permitted? Idlo anach erev tafshilin. You didn't make an erev tafshilin, my time of the Beis Hillel. Why is Beis Hillel permitted? Says Marahuna la olam emalach shaloi nech erev tafshilin. You didn't make an erev tafshilin. Ukidechay of sharilei rabbanim. So the chiddush of Beis Hillel is, even if you didn't make an erev tafshilin, you are allowed to do a little bit, hatmana, a little bit for Shabbos, kidei chayav, we want you to have some food, the amount that you need for the entire Shabbos, so they allowed you to prepare some food from Yontif to Shabbos, kidei chayav. Rav Huna l'tameh, Rav Huna mishalo hinei chayav tavshilin, if you make an tavshilin, ofen lo, pas achas, you're allowed to make enough bread just exactly what you need for Shabbos, umavashin lo kidei achas. So you're allowed to bake and cook one dish, and you could light one candle. What you need for Shabbos. You could even roast a small fish. Rava has a different answer. No, you did make an Erev Tavshil. Vishani hatmana demukha milsa that Shabbat HaKavod. But hatmana bedafka is usur, even though you made an Erev Tavshilin, you can't do hatmana because it looks like, it's clearly when you're putting something away to keep the heat, it's clear that you're doing it for tomorrow. And even Erev Tavshilin is only mutter when you could say, it's not such a bizarre to yandav, it's not so clear that I'm doing it for tomorrow. But hatmana is clear that I'm doing it for tomorrow, and therefore it's no good. Says Gemara, really? Esve Abaye. If you had some stuff already done hatmana from erev yontif, so then you're allowed to do it on yontif for Shabbos. Mi'avid. Va'avagav demukha milsa da'at the Shabbos kavod. Even though we said hatmana looks like it. Elam Rabbi, you're right. You're right. We're talking about a case where you only did bishul or afia, but you didn't do hatmana. In such a case, you're not allowed to do hatmana. This is Chananya from the Beis Shammai, who says that imamish you need to have already a baked good to do baking, you need to have a cooked food to do cooking, you need to have a hatmana, have done hatmana in order to do hatmana. So you didn't do that, and that's why it's no good. Said the Mishnah, ve'ein zokfin es haminora. You're not allowed to... You're not allowed to rebuild a broken menorah on Yontif. My Kavid, what's the Isser? Amr v'chinen rabisna, hacha b'menorah shel chol yisaskin. We're talking about a menorah that was made out of pieces, and the pieces broke. Demechze kibone. It looks like you are... building. Debeis Shammai, Savra, Yesh Binyam Bekelim. Beis Shammai holds as an Isser Bone even by Kelim. Beis Hillel Savra, Ein Binyam Bekelim, Vein Stira Bekelim. That's the Machlokas. Says the Gemara, what about causing a candle to burn out earlier? So this comes up with Shabbos clocks. Oh, are you allowed to change the pin in a Shabbos clock to make, you made a mistake, here you have the hot plate that's supposed to go on at a certain time, it's supposed to go off. Can you make it go on faster, or can you make it go off faster? Oh, so the Gemara is relevant to that. Ula ikla lebei Rav Yehuda. Ula went to the house of Rav Yehuda. Yontav night. Kam shamei, zakaf lo l'shraga. So Ula's servant, who was Jewish, so he moved the candle away from the wick so that it was going to burn out quicker. Eister Avuna Lula, Avuna Satula, how are you letting your servant do this? It's making Hanosin Shemen Bener. If you add oil to a candle on Shabbos, Chai Mishamavir. Vamistapik Bimenu, if you take oil out, Chai Mishamachabe. So too over here, even on Yontif, it should be also because you're causing it to, extinguishing is also even on Yontif, you're causing it to burn out quicker. Amarlei lava dato. You're right. I did not know that my shamash was doing this. You're right. You're not allowed to do that. So it sounds like from here, you're not allowed to make the fire go out earlier, even on Yontif. Right. Now, what exactly did you do here? So, hold on a second. So Tosfos, Mahamistapik. Take a look. Mahamistapik, Mimenu, Chai Mishamachabe. Eino Ratzlomer, Mepay Shimem Maher Kibuya. It's not because it's going out quicker. Delohaviela gram kibui. A gram kibui beyond of shari. Avishimemar kibuya. Uvishabis nami inuchaiv elahainu taima. Hol deba osa shoshu mistabik mimena. Mechabik tsas. Umechasa oro. Delo yachala aharure kule hai. Kikashemen maat bener. Ulakach nere ki kibui. Wow. So Taisu says it's not gram kibui. It's that when you take oil out of the candle, the brightness of the candle is diminished. That's the way Tosfos understands why you're not allowed to take the oil out. Not because making it go out earlier, that's just a grumma. When we can use the hatter candle, shel shaiva, gedola, lachtoch, lamatim, and it came with the bishah, shechotachosa, eno mavir, eno makhish, me or shelach klal. Tosfos says you're allowed to chop a candle in half on yontif, even though it's going to go out earlier, but you're not actually reducing the koach of the flame. Afkav shigorim legrom kibuya shari, v'dafka lachtochosa be'or, avol besakin aser libu dekule amad amrinu lekamav ma'sizin chotcha be'or befi shtei neiros. I don't know what that means, but anyways, the Tosfos says it's permitted to cut a candle. Others disagree with this. Others disagree. Who disagrees? Aval harash pirish sh'af b'ofen. Even if you're not weakening the fire, you're causing it to go out more quickly. That's also called extinguishing. Ay, gram kiboy. That's if you're not actually touching the thing that's burning. Like to make a wall in front of a fire that's coming, approaching. But if you do a maaser to the oil itself, to be mamaya, the kibui, the rush holds, that's not called gram kibui, that's actual kibui biyadayim. It's malach shein tzricha legufo also. Okay, let's continue. Amarav, kiniva shari. You are allowed to remove on yontif the charcoaled top of the wick, even though it's going to cause the wick to go to the ground and it's going to extinguish it. Nevertheless, it's mutter, because just like you are allowed to light a candle on yontif to use the light, so too you are allowed to extinguish that which is preventing the light from shining. So this charcoal tip was preventing the wick from shining. So, there is a halacha that you're not allowed to have marital relations when there's a light on. That's a halacha. You're not allowed. That's a halacha lemaisa. You're not allowed to have marital relations when there's any light in the room whatsoever. So the question is, what happened? It's yontif, and you have a candle. Don't forget, those times the whole house was one room or two rooms. So there was. So the question is that simchas yontif, like ochel nefesh? So even though there's no ochel nefesh here, but it's tzorach hana. It's tzorach hana siyantif to have marital relations. Amalo, efshe b'bayis acher. Just take the candle out to a different room. I ain't lo bayis acher. What do you have? Nowhere else to put it. Efshe lasis lo machitza. No, you could just put a wall in between the candle and where you can have the relations. Ain't lo lasis machitza mai. First of all, the Rishonim ask me, how are you allowed to make a wall? Are you allowed to make a wall in yantif? The kosher also lasts all arayim b'shabbos v'yontif, like it says in Shabbos kuf chaf hey, and in Erevin shagam asiyas mechitzim v'chlal asiyas ol v'yesh lomar she'ein basiyas mechitzim shem ol ela kishem mechavin l'shem mechitza. Here it's just letznius. So says the Meiri, and the Magen Avraham explains, Shem osa mechitza begova asara tfachim, and the candle is above 10 tfachim. So the light is going to go over it anyway. There's no heter. It's there. It's just a mechitza that's telling you you're in a different room. So then it's aser. Avolim asad. But if the sheet covers over all the light, so there's no more light coming in, then it wouldn't be mita mechitza. It would be tznius, and then it would work. So says the Magen Avraham. Anyway, so ein lo kli. So the Gemara says ein lo las is mechitza. Let's say you don't have a sheet, mai. So put something else over the light. Ain lo kli my light usser. Okay, you got me. They all ask, why don't you just say usser from the beginning? I mean, what do you have to give them all this whole chagad here? Should just answer them usser. He didn't ask him for an eight. So he just asked him, is it mutter or usser? Oh, we'll see later on. Okay, amalei usser. Isvei ein mechaben es habekas kedei lochus aleha ve'im b'shvil shelo yis'ashin abayis. So you're not allowed to extinguish a burning piece of wood in order to save it, because that's not tzorach yontif. But if you need it, if there's, it's smoking up the whole house, so you can't enjoy yontif, then it's okay. Shelo yis'ashin abayis. Oh, hakadeira, or the smoke is ruining your cooked food, so mutter. So even though there's no tzorach ochel nefesh, it's just that the house shouldn't smell badly. That's good enough. So why can't you do it for tashmish amita, for marital relations? Amalei hahi Rabbi Yehuda hi. That's Rabbi Yehuda who holds even machshire ochel nefesh. You're allowed to do the manyantiv because he says from the pasuk. Hu levado yaseh lachem l'chol tzarchechem. Even machshir ochel nefesh. According to him, you even allowed to do malacha on yontif l'tzorach shar hanos haguf that aren't ochel nefesh. Like to extinguish the wood so that the smoke doesn't ruin the house, or for the sake of tashmish amita. That's considered lachem l'chol tzarchechem. Ki kamina ana, when I said it's aser l'rabbanon, that's the chachamim who say no, it's only food and not other stuff. And the Gemara is going to bring a few other examples of this. Are you allowed to extinguish a fire on yontif? Obviously. There's a fire burning down the house. Nobody's in there. Are you allowed to extinguish it to save the money? My, I'm a light usser. You see that for Simchas Yontif, you just want to have a kavachomer over here, it's burning down your whole house. Of course, you're allowed to do it. It's the Gemara. You're right. But the Chacham say you can't do it. Rav Ashi asked Amir, Ma'ol l'kolos ha'ayin b'yontif. Are you allowed to put this type of eye shadow, which heals the eye, on yontif? If it's not to heal, then it's either tzovea or kosev. So what's the shaila? Heichad ika sakana. If you're going to lose your eye, and Chazal say that the eye is connected to the heart also. Kigon, rira, you have a sickness. Ditsa, another type of like you have something in your eye. Dama, with his blood in the eye. Dimasa, it's non-stop tearing. The kadachta, it's another type of illness. Tchilas ochla, utchilas ochla. So at the beginning of all these sicknesses, when it's strong, lo mibayli, certainly you're allowed to do it. It's dangerous. Da'afilu b'shabbos shari, because we know that the eye is connected to the heart. It says that in Avodah Zarah Chav Ches. I thought the teeth were connected to the heart, but apparently Avodah Zarah Chav Ches says the eye. So pikuach nefesh, obviously. Ki kami bayli, Dr. Joe doesn't buy it. Ki kami bayli, sofuchla. What about it's no longer dangerous? It's already on the mend. Upatsuche eina. You're doing it just to make you see better. Mai, what's the halacha? Malay, usser. Esve, ein mechaben esabakas. What do you mean? Same answer we gave before. that Rabbi Yehuda holds, lachem ochol tzarcheichem, you're allowed to do it for the eye. Simchas yantif. But chachamim say no, only for food. He even allowed a guy to put the kol in his eye on Shabbos. Even at the end of the illness. Even though the Yisrael, it's aser, like chachamim. However, nevertheless, tzarchich, it's a cholish embo sakana, is mutter with a guy. Ikadame, amei ragufe kol eina minochi b'shabata. He himself allowed a guy to do it to him. Amalei Ravashi, amei, my dad told him, ula bereid rabbi lo, kol tzarchich chola, osanai de nochi b'shabas, if you have a cholish embo sakana, so a guy is allowed to violate Shabbos for you. Amalei Ravanunu, kol davar, she'embo sakana, omen lenochi b'osa. Hani mili, hecha de lo messiah b'hadei, if you're not helping him. You're opening and shutting your eyes, you're helping him out. Rav Zvid holds like you. But just because I'm opening and closing my eyes, we answered Rav Zvid, it's not a problem. I'm allowed to do it. So a Goyish doctor is allowed to help a violate Shabbos. It's only Nisa Durabanan, so an Nisa Durabanan is mutter. So Amir Lakam is an Nisa Durabanan. It's mutter for Cholish Emo Sakana. You're allowed to violate Nisa Durabanan. For a cholish emo sakana, says the Gemara, Ameimar Shara lemikhal Eina b'yadav shena Rosh Hashanah. Ameimar permitted a Jew to put the eye medicine in the eye, even at the end of the choli. There's no longer sakana, even on yantav shena Rosh Hashanah. Amar the Ravashi Ameimar, how could you do this? V'hamar Rava, meis b'yadav rishin yisask bo amamin. So Rava said, yeah, you're allowed to do certain malachos, right? A mace, even on the second day yontif of Rosh Hashanah. A Jew is allowed to bury another Jew. Mash'ein kein bibbeitza. But that's a special heter just by a mace. But beitza shenolda barishon of Sukkos is mutter b'sheni of Sukkos. But a Beitza Shnol, the Barishna of Rosh Hashanah, is Asur B'Sheni of Rosh Hashanah. It's Yom HaRichta. It's one long Kedusha. How can you be Makel to allow a Jew to put coal in your eye second day of Rosh Hashanah? Amalei, Ana Kanardoi Sfirli, Da'amrei Af BeBeitza. Nardoi says, no, even by Beitza you can be lenient Yom HaShani of Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't buy this whole din. Umay Daitach, Dilma Ma'abri Leila. Oh, whoa, you worried about the whole story that maybe the Eidim are going to come in Amincha Lamala, and they're going to have to make 2 days Rosh Hashanah. That's why it's Yom HaRichta. Hamar Rav Chinah bar Kana Mimos Ezer Veich Lomatzin El Mober. It never happened. It happened that one time. But after that, never happened again. So we're not worried about two Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is just like every other Yontif. It's Mitam Suffolk. And we don't hold that way. We hold, obviously, it's one long Yontif. But he held, like the Shita that held, even Rosh Hashanah was only a Sveik of the Yom in the same way. Even Bebeitza. Even Beitza Shnol de Barishan is Mutter second day Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is just like Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Rosh Hashanah is all the same. We don't hold that way. We hold Rosh Hashanah is different. It's Yom HaRichta, but if you hold Mimos, Ezer, Ve'elch, Lomitzin, El Malubar, the Edom never came late, so they were never worried about the two-day Rosh Hashanah. They never came late. Ve'ein ofen pitin gritin el rikikin. You're not allowed to bake big, fat loaves, only thin ones on Yontif. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbana. Beishamai omer inofen pasavim bepesach beisil matirin. Beishamai says you're not allowed to bake thick matzahs on Pesach. Beisil says mutter. Vekama, how thick? Pasavim the beisil's matar. Rav Huna, tefach. Shekim mozinim melechem aponim, tefach. Maska Rav Yosef. Im omer bezrizin. Okay, if they allowed the lechem aponim, which was chametz, to be tefach, that's because the Kohana would be careful that it wouldn't come like dechimutz. Yomer b'shein is reason. What, you're going to tell by every member of Klai Yisrael is a lot of bake a tefach thick matzah on Pesach? If it's so thick, it's going to rise. It's going to become chametz. Im amru b'pas amela by the lechem aparim, they worked it and worked it and worked it to make sure it wouldn't become chametz. Yomer b'pas she'in amela, but regular matzah is not that way. Im amru b'eitzim yiveshim in the Beis Hamikdash, they had a big fiery hot oven, so it wouldn't become chametz. Yomer b'eitzim lachem. Other people use moist wood. It could come like gechimutz. Yomer b'tanah cham, the oven was very hot. Yomer b'tanah tzonin. Yomer b'tanah shal mateches. Beis HaMikdash, they baked it in a metal oven. So it's going to make sure not to become chimutz. Yomer b'tana shal cheres doesn't get so hot, so it may become chametz. Ami Rama she'elas this Rebbe b'yichud. I asked my Rebbe when we were alone. Umana, who's my Rebbe? Rav, my pas ava. No, it doesn't mean thick bread. Pas meruba. No, there's no machlokas about cooking thick bread on Pesach. Everyone agrees you're not allowed to. Question is, can you do a lot of it if you don't eat all of it for Yontif? Peshamai asks it, not because of chimutz, but because it's a big tircha to do stuff that you don't need for today, even for Chol HaMoed. Basil says, no, that it's better when you cook a lot of bread at the same time, the bread becomes better. Like we learned from Shimon HaLazi, you're allowed to fill up the whole oven with bread because that one bread that you need for that day cooks better when you fill up the oven. That's why it's mutter. Ikadamri, others have it a little differently. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Amar Rav, She'elus is Rebbe, I asked my Rebbe when we were alone. Amanu, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, my pas ava, pas meruba. Same answer, my karle pas ava, mishum dinefisha balisha. It's called thick because it's a lot. Inami, asu the haitana, pas meruba, pas ava karle. They call a lot, they call it thick bread. Michti, mishum de katarach tircha de lotzarchu, my area, pesach, hafi b'shayom tom, nami says, well, you're right, I didn't just mean pesach. Enechanami. Tana b'yantiv de Pesach koi. They just happen to be holding on Pesach, but really by every yantiv. Tana b'yachi, Yishami Yom Eino from Pas Meruba, but yantiv. It's still much here. It's not just on Pesach. Any yantiv. Next, Mishnah. Let's see the next Mishnah. Afu. So in the last Mishnah we said Rav Gamliel had three things that he was strict, like Beit Shammai. Afu Mishlos Devarim Lahakel. Against Chachamim. Mechabdin Beis Hamitos. You are allowed to sweep the dining room on Yontif. Umanichen es hamugmar b'yontif. You're allowed to burn incense to make the house smell nice on Yontif. So that people who are eating there would smell the stuff and their food would taste better because they would have good smell in the house. Wow. Oh, we had this. You're allowed to burn a goat that looks like it's in its armor. It looks like a soldier in armor. Meaning that you roast it similar to the way you used to roast the Korban Pesach. The innards were hung on the side like armor. He said you're allowed to. The Chacham asked all three things. You can't sweep the dining room because you're going to smooth out the floor. You can't burn the incense because it's not called Sorach Ochel Nefesh. It's not Shavu Ochel Nefesh. And you can't Shech the Gedi Mekulos because it looks like you're eating the Karban Pesach. Bachutz, says the Gemara Rav Asi. Machlokes Legamer. The Machlokes is to put the nice smell into garments. If it's just to smell it, everyone gives mutter. Meisve ein mechabdin beis hamitus biyontiv. V'shal beis Rav Gamliel mechabdin. Amar Elazar bar Tzadok. Par mahabri nechnas de'achar abba lo beis Rav Gamliel. Lohoy mechabdin beis hamitus biyontiv. El mechabdin osam me'erev yontiv. U'parsan lehem stinim. L'machak sh'orchem nechnasim v'sakim says dinim v'nisa habayis meskabim me'elov. Amar lohem kein ap b'shabas mutter lasas kein. You're not allowed to burn the incense. Like it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, even Rabbi Gamliel wasn't matir laniach mugmar biyantiv itself. El mivin ar diskaos, they would bring these pans. Shel barzo umaashno son, they would burn the incense. May erev yontif ufokikin nikvein may erev yontif ulamachar kisharuch nichnasin post on this nikvein. They would open it up and it would have a sweet smell. Vnim zabayus gam elav armelo imkain af b'shabbos mutalasis kain. So you see from this price the machlokas from Galen Chachamim was by burning the incense to smell it, not for the garments, because for the archim. They did it in the Beis Rav Gamliel. Nevertheless, the Chachamim Aser. And because Rav Elazar ben Tzadok, even Rav Gamliel asked it. So this is against Rav Asi, who said that everyone agrees it's mutter to burn the incense to smell it. Answer the Gemara, Ela'i in Mar Hachima. You're right, we had the wrong version of Rav Asi. You have to say it like we just said it. Amravasi, machlokes lahariach. The machlokes is to smell it. Havo legamer, but to make the garments smell nice, everyone agrees, usser. But the machlokes was for the food, which, like we have over here. This long braisa said the machlokes was for the food. I think we are going to stop here. Okay. Everyone should have a good vach, a good mayid. Now, what about tomorrow? So we have three choices.
Early, middle, and late.
So the minyanim here are 7:15 and 8:15. So one option is 6:30 before the 7:15 minyan. The other option is 7:30 before the 8:15 minyan. The third option is 8:15 after the 7:15 minyan. Now I vote for 7:30 daf yomi. Let's see what everybody else here votes for. 7:30, does that work? Doesn't work for Dubsy. You got to work tomorrow. What do you need, Dubsy? You need like 6:30?
I would take 6:30.
Seven. What do you say, Mordechai? Tough call, huh?
8:15 was jumping off the page. I got to tell you. You like 7:15? No, because we got 7:15.
8:15. Is that too late for everybody?
For me, it's fine. For me, it's fine. 6:30 is too late.
Yeah, 6:30. I think this is.
Yeah, 6:30 is off the island. Okay, what do the people on the Zoom say? Do they get a vote? Okay.
I'm fine with either of those two.
Either 8:15 after the 7:15.
I just have to leave
7:30 or 8:15.
Or 7:30. Either one. You prefer 7:15?
You know what the truth is, they're both.
What do you say, Dr. Joe?
I just have to leave 5 to 9, so I can stay. I can come 8:15. That's not a problem.
All right, let me think about it. Let me see what. Okay, we'll think. I'll let you know. I'll send a text. Okay. Have a great night. It will either be 7:30 or 8:15. The daf.